Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
VorPal Network is the bomb. The cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D. Movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorPalNetwork.com.
How to get a hold of you guys.
So he sees me.
Yeah.
What do you want?
What'd you find on the ship?
None of your business.
Oh, I see Safari staying right next to you.
What the hell? I'm trying to work!
A second. We're back. Yes. Let's go elsewhere.
Ah,
to a
okay.
Bar or something. Because wait, don't talk to her. She's sort of bound to not talk to you.
I'm
so romantic.
I can't say why.
No, you're not.
I can guess.
And then.
I'm Roman with the company.
All right. Well, then
everybody who seems to like me is immortal.
I have figured out a way to make sure you guys will remain safe. That you at least won't have any of the guard directly interfering with you.
Well, that's good. I'm certain we're going to have lots of other people interfering with us.
Yes. However, I will need you to meet me at a dinner. So we can formalize this.
He's asking you out.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah.
All of the Night Guard, not just you.
Is this a date?
Can we bring our wife?
Speaking of which, his sister's asking about sex. Are you interested with her, you know?
He's too old.
Yeah. I can do better.
Holy shit, that's a big piece of chicken.
Oh, God.
But yeah, okay. How are you going to finalize it? Formalize it?
I've already got it worked out. You've got my word. I found the roundabout way to manage to deputize you guys.
Okay, Yane's gonna love this. Well, I suppose she's not...
It is a formal state dinner. There will be dignitaries there. Possibly even a couple senators.
I'm suddenly very worried.
So,
however, no weapons. Well, your weapons will be checked at the door.
I refuse. I'm going to stand at the door with my weapons. Deputize me. I'm out here.
Only with my weapons.
I wonder how this is going to look in the
eyes
of other people.
For me, it is.
This sounds very different.
Well, what it ensures is people won't be able to label you as, well, something nasty.
Adventurers?
Since you're deputies of the sheriff, you can, of course, work around the city and do things that need to get done.
I suppose it actually wouldn't be against anything being deputized by the city.
Well, banquet is set up 3 days from now.
Very well. I will see to it that people make it.
There's just not time to go get another necromancer.
No, it's not enough time to go get another necromancer.
Why? Because every time we do it, something fails. Horribly.
We're staying home for a couple days.
Oh!
That, and I also that, need to go talk
make any sense.
Team.
Too bad.
I don't think I can do that.
You gather the team.
He goes outside.
I need to see if Justin is going to hate me for agreeing to this. So wait for
her. Yeah, well, apparently Kehiyani is busy with work stuff.
Is she not going to come along then?
No. She'll show up. She'll just be in shock and awe. You'll have to repeat yourself to her.
When's she going to show up?
She's in the bathroom.
I know.
Can you hand me the Coke Zero?
So, I like my wife. Apparently, we don't have anything to do for a couple of days. I don't know what to do with myself.
I know what to do with you. I have someone that I want you to find for me.
Why?
I need to collect him.
Doesn't matter. Remember, you agreed to do this.
You did.
Oh, I suppose you can ask why. So it doesn't really matter.
He's a petty merchant.
It's okay.
In Copper District.
Hmm. What'd you do now?
Hold on. I want you to sleep with his wife. And then he'll be so enraged that he'll come to me. I've already figured out that he'll be more than happy to do this.
Okay.
To get vengeance on you. He'll, of course, swear something terrible, and I'll say that he'll get his just deserves. And, of course, I'll deal with... deal with you in an appropriate way. You know, you take me out to dinner, dance, etc.
Horrible punishment. I actually don't know how to dance, so that is.
Well, then I guess we'll have to start taking dancing classes.
You're going to be dancing a lot.
That's your punishment. Are you dancing classes?
Now, wear these shoes. Oh! You get back. I've been through hell.
I went through combat, and that wasn't nothing like it. So tired.
I have been on the brink of death 7 times. I've been to hell and back. It sucks more.
So, if you'll, of course, sleep with his wife.
Alright, well, I'm going to go just get information on this individual first.
Okay. Don't bother rolling. It's fairly simple. Petty jerk. He really kind of deserves it. Treats his wife poorly, that sort of stuff.
Oh, great. I'll enjoy this. Permission for my wife to go sleep with people. This is great.
No consequences could ever happen from this situation.
Never! I'm so gonna die.
This is awesome.
You don't mind, do you?
Totally think this way. Yeah.
You don't mind, do you?
What?
Are you finishing your chicken?
Hey, Tana.
Are you done with your rice, too?
Yes.
Okay. Doing what I do, I understand that there's actually going to be a storefront coming open in Copper District.
Behold, he's also telepathic.
Don't know if you want to know now. See you bye.
As you're sitting there looking at the papers, like,
and information, what I do.
I don't know when it's silver, but I guess I can start in copper and move my way up.
I can't make a chain store.
Have one in every district.
It's X Characters Shop of Horrors.
Tana's Shop of Horrors.
No,
nobody would go.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think X-Characters is a sexy way of doing this. Go ahead with them.
Okay.
So, okay.
What'd you do now?
You gathered the group, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I send you back to hell?
No.
I think I should by the look in your face.
No.
What is this?
We're going to be deputized.
What?
We're going to be deputized.
I'm gonna be a deputy?
Please lie to me. What?
Oh yeah!
We're not gonna be deputized.
Okay. We are going to be given authority to do what we need to be done. But we're not gonna be legal representatives of the state.
The idea is to get around the whole adventurer stigma and to gain some political
hoorah! No, it's hoorah.
So we need you to not punch anyone in the face during the ceremony.
Kick?
No.
Headbutt?
No. No part of your body that does damage.
I have a stick.
No silverware.
You'll be gagged, blindfolded, in a straitjacket.
We need you to not injure anyone and actually, you know, be there.
Good angel. I wouldn't know it. Respect your mind.
You just need to be level 18 talking to me. See you in a week.
3 days.
My head's shaking. Oh.
Isn't it 3 days?
Coming out next week.
It's, you can have up to your monk level in days.
He's at sea in 2 weeks and 4 days.
Oh.
You walk up to them. Hi. You're gonna die now.
See you, bye. Quibbling palm. You just pat them on the back and walk away. And then they die when you walk.
It's a pat like this.
Oh.
Have you? Oh, you probably have never seen the Iron Monkey, have you?
What? Seen what?
Do you ever watch Chinese Kung Fu movies?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the movie Iron Monkey?
Inch.
Okay.
Inch it's also in Kill Bill's number 2.
Terrible movie.
Okay, but that's 5 steps instead of a certain amount of time.
We'll have to sit down and watch it. It's a fantastic
Jet
movie.
Or not Jet Li, Bruce Lee's documentary where they were trying to decide why he died. A lot of people are like, it was the touch of death.
Okay.
Same thing.
All right, so.
Wait, I'm going to grapple you. Get your priest's left tag.
Alright, when is this happening and where?
It's tomorrow now, right?
3 days.
Or is this today?
It's 3 days.
3 days from now.
It is at a...
6 days.
State dinner.
Mm-hmm.
At X building.
It's actually in the civic area. You guys will be allowed to... No, I'm sorry, not the civic area. You guys will be going to...
Oh, and we actually have to come as, the night.
Ha! Ha! Okay, the Gold Farmer House. In Gold District.
Oh, that's funny. Did you name it that?
Gold Farmer.
It's
sorry.
It's a day for 1,000 gold spent on that track.
Yes.
Oh, I need the book, by the way. I'm assuming you guys hand me my gold now.
Oh, by the way.
Hoard it? Wow, I gained 16,000 gold?
17.
17?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, to celebrate your return to life, here's 17,000 gold.
None of us got that.
Just be glad we're going to have to resurrect you.
Yeah. They would have won that gold.
Most of it.
By the way, I will thank Galatha.
Of course.
Buy her drinks.
So she is going to be bar crawling for a long time.
I'll buy her drinks for her bar crawling.
I'm sure all the students love her.
Dude, our professor's awesome! No, I'm just trying to drink to forget you little shits.
And transportation one.
She grabs the water and goes...
She teaches that all the initiates a zero-level spell, turn water to wine. And now they can all become Jesus.
Yeah, after this, you guys have water walking class and then animate dead.
No, contingency resurrection.
I'm gonna ask the
Stormhand. Is anyone coming along, or is it only just us?
Alright.
A bunch of
you guys
fingers.
Go. Beer, yeah, drink. You guys go.
Man hugging.
We're dragging Cardo.
I'm gonna bring James so he can be my shield.
Cardo.
Certain everyone will know. And yes, James probably good.
Woo! Let's go!
He's gonna help keep me away from killing people.
Alright.
Does Stormhammer know if Thieves can or Night Guard can?
No.
I guess I'm translating then.
What does this mean?
You've never seen that sign?
It means I'm having a fun time.
Alright, so.
Well, since we have 3 days.
Mm-hmm. You guys have 3 days to kill. Unless you're doing something snazzy, but.
We should meet with Matea.
Oh, you want to meet with Matea?
Oh, yeah. Let's do that.
No, I don't want to meet with Matea. I'll go talk with devils, but not news reporters.
How about we meet with her after this event?
Yeah, after we're deputized.
Or maybe we should invite her and to we report could tell on
no.
the
No!
News reporters are worse than devils.
That after this time, you'll have much more to report on.
Okay.
But we're not going to say why.
I was probably going to get some of my stuff in
So, does this jerk spend most of his time at the shop?
Mm-hmm.
Where does the wife spend her time?
At the house.
I'll have some little kid deliver flowers to her.
Ah, I'm here to deliver some flowers.
When you start stripping, that's up to him.
He also said little kid, and then he said, hi.
And, I'm the pizza delivery man. You want some sausage? Extra large?
Hey, meat!
I seen those movies. My daddy plays them all night long.
What's a movie?
I've seen those illusions.
But the first part will just be from a secret admirer audience. Then I'll send another one the next day with an invitation and a ticket to the Coliseum.
All right. So you swoon her that way.
Yes. And all then right. I'll try to sleep with her before she's deputized. Why? Because there's no need to slow things down. Get them fast. Get
okay. Worth. All right, well.
Fast and hard. Yep.
Anywho.
It's a job. It's not personal. It's just a
how
job.
How much is it to put something on my horse?
It's just a job.
It's going from a... Like a what is it? A plus one?
No, you have to throw it away.
One. To put something on it will cost 6,000, effectively.
On both
I have my hat in the sky.
6,000.
You don't know who I am. Okay,
that's true.
No, all right.
You and your hats.
Well, you guys, of course, you know, get to show up in your stately outfits.
By the way, James is coming. He has no say in the matter whatsoever. You are coming. Why? Because you are going to keep me from killing these mofos.
All right.
I find it funny that there's a specific item in here called the Rod of Cancellation. Mm-hmm. And it has a little section here. If a Sphere of Annihilation and a Rod of Cancellation negate each other, nothing can restore either of them. It literally says nothing.
Okay.
Because it speaks about Wish or Miracle early on.
So I assume you're showing up as the blue Tiefling?
Red.
Oh yeah, you changed colors on me again?
No.
He's always
blue
been
was
red.
My fake color.
Oh, blue was your fake color, okay.
Blue was my color that you made me change into during the smite.
That's right, okay.
And I am red, normally.
Okay, so, red.
I'm showing up as a human in a wolf mask.
Wolf mask?
Okay. Yes.
But of course, I assume you're all in nice clothes.
Yes.
By the way,
nice as it can be.
Oh, nice slutty clothes. But with how I know this guy is in case it actually comes up.
Simple.
Mm-hmm. It's physical. Then disguise, had a disguise over the top of it to make it better. So I think that someday I might get dispelled or something, and it might go away. I want it to be physically there as well.
Okay. So before every mission, you paint yourself.
Yes. Well, okay. I can make it for myself, but yeah.
I guess I show up as myself for now in nicer clothing.
Okay.
Unless, of course,
I have your bikini.
Half right.
No.
My bikini. My wife.
I wear lots of robes. And my giant hat.
All right. Well,
and Ryan, on the outside robes, you have a bow tie.
Sure. And my wife.
Anyway, of course. She's, of course, ecstatic. Well...
Tiefling gets to be there.
You, of course, have your weapons checked at the door. I assume you
I don't even bring mine.
Fine. I don't bring mine.
I try to hide two daggers.
You fail.
Give me a sleight of hand.
I hand them my bag and my claw.
You fail.
Let's see. Daggers actually give plus two, so that's 18.
Okay, they're spotted and removed.
You said 12,000?
Mm-hmm.
Fine, I'll just use the kitchen knives when we're eating.
That's entirely up to you.
By the way, I make certain to leave all my weapons at home.
Yeah.
Okay.
State dinner, Blood Lotus have ordered me to kill someone.
That's fine.
And,
I didn't.
I'll have my weapons at home with my wife.
All right.
My weapons are my mind.
Mine are my fists.
I have my bite and my claws.
Ah, welcome. You must be the esteemed night guard. I will be your maitre d', Jacques. Please ride this way.
Hello, Jacques.
I know my wife.
What kind of accent is that?
come along.
Nice.
It's like morphing.
He, of course, takes you up to the head table. All of the other tables are actually looking at you guys.
Oh. This feels oddly familiar.
Did you
prepare
invisibility today?
I always have invisibility.
I thieves can't do you guys. Doesn't this feel oddly familiar from, like, a couple hundred years ago?
Sorry, I wasn't alive a couple hundred years ago.
Oh, yes.
A bit.
But
when you were a big husky man...
Well, I was a big husky man.
Husky man!
I was the person involved, but that time I actually felt natural.
Now I'm assuming this is like sign language off to the side.
All right. People, of course, are coming up and introducing themselves, and there's kind of this blur of people. Because each and every one of them is attempting to schmooze with you.
I agree to nothing.
At this point,
people are going to feel blank.
I schmooze back. I schmooze back.
I'll be polite as possible.
No. Remember, this is just my ultimate typhlin self. I'm trying to keep them separate to keep legitimacy to the cause.
Heck, I can hand out my business card to people. I cover both sides.
And then... There. That's everyone that's here.
Who's that?
I tried to...
That's his wife.
I got my wife.
Exactly.
Okay. What do you have her as?
Cleric of Nerol.
That works.
And of course, you know.
You!
Up walks...
Can we do this?
The police, or the guard... Captain. Oh, I forgot his name.
Captain Murderer.
Subway. Captain Freshbit.
Captain
Murderer. No. Murderer.
Captain Swift Justice.
That's code zero, isn't it?
He
brings you to justice as a swift action.
You must be the infamous Night Guard that I've heard so much about. He's in about his 50s or 60s at this point. Graying hair that's definitely receding.
Does he feel sarcastic?
That would be us, yes.
Greetings, sir, yes. Pleasure. Do I know much about him?
Any knowledge local.
Nobility work?
Got a 14.
He is definitely not noble.
No, I don't know much about him.
29.
You know him as the guard captain. He's a big mover and shaker around the town.
35.
Okay. You actually get to know his dirty little secrets. There are some rumors that he's got a strong stick for justice. And he will pay people to make sure that justice is carried out. Ooh, if like the guard can't get a hold of them.
I make sure
you know that he has, in fact, even gone to the Blood Lotus before.
Oh.
Hey, congratulations.
That kind of justice.
Congratulations, Ryan. You just met your Commissioner Gordon.
Except, no.
Commissioner Gordon's the guy we talked to already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this guy... Gordon did things by the book.
Yeah, true. This is like Commissioner Gordon if he was evil.
a handout. He has a tendency, since he is so... influential, to bend the rules to where the people who are guilty are deemed guilty.
Is it guilty or actually guilty?
Both.
Okay.
I make sure I hand out 45 business cards.
You hand out 45. Buy some more. Okay. So he is, and he's also very political. There's also a nasty reputation that he has that all of his political adversaries conveniently find some sort of crime worthy of that's close to treason.
But by the way, he actually might be a very beneficial employer, considering if he knows what's going to happen here. We're being deputized. We might be someone who could do things for him.
I know.
He gets one of his.
Or he could be, you know, the exact opposite.
So I hear that you've been doing the city a service by. Removing necromancers.
Yes.
Is this true?
Yes. I remember hearing about you also removing a group of necromancers in hell, a few cults in the Copper District.
Yes, there's a nasty... They were actually devil worshippers, weren't they? Devil worshipping cult that we removed. And we helped rid the sewers of the undead that were there. The undone.
Damn undead. Crawling all over the city, I swear.
Yep.
Who would you do that?
It wasn't in-game. Okay. It was out of game. Sorry.
Well, pleasure to meet you all.
Good to meet you, too.
Good work. Keep it up.
We'll certainly try.
We'll be sure to do our best.
He's important. Number 3.
Hi, my name's Phil. I sell used cars.
Phil?
Andre?
Hey, we need a used cart, actually.
Hey, Phil. Are you a high admiral in the Bastionian Navy?
Why, yes! Please, sir! I'm sick and poor and hungry!
I'm gonna kill her because she's being annoying.
Come on, Kay.
Kayyotta didn't kill people. Desynchronization.
That's a lie.
I stab someone. I gain synchronization.
Okay. Just remember, according to Assassin's Creed, he was never wounded, ever.
Yes, Altair never got hit.
And he never fell from a distance where he took damage.
Same as Ezio.
No. Alright.
Anyways.
Because he mastered gravity.
Anywho.
I suppose that's true.
I got 25 on diplomacy for these people.
You should lose.
Because I don't know if they actually called that your synchronization, because you were able to increase it with armor.
More armor. That's it.
Remember,
you always wear the best armor.
And of course, remember, drinking medicine also resynchronizes you.
Yes. I think in the second game, they're actually like, yeah, Ezio drank medicine. He got hurt. But he was badass enough to take it.
Okay. Well, of course, you know, Pure Soul will eventually get up and go, the Night Guard have done us a valuable service and have sworn to take out the necromancers that are plaguing the city.
We did.
We still have a list of six.
We did. What was the thousand of our?
So it is my great honor to deputize the Night Guard and give them the official stamp of approval from the city guard. Jessica, you feel your god shit himself. He suddenly entered a whole new level of confusion and irritation.
Dirty. I think I liked it better in hell.
I remember.
You feel your god's eye directly on you with that look of
what? Don't worry, I want to punch him so hard.
You feel your divine powers begin to fluctuate for a second. You think you lost a zero level spell in there somewhere.
I see you go, no, I still feel fine.
I'm like, I feel kind of dirty. This looks
wait, weird. Wait. Do we get badges?
Yeah, they hand you badges.
I don't need no seat. Actually, it's kind of shiny.
This next meeting with the thieves is going to be very awkward.
And of course, you know, people begin going around and schmoozing and schmoozing and schmoozing. Alec, give me a sense vote. Just you.
Why me?
Just you.
Just you.
Okay.
I'm the only one assassin sitting there going, him. Alec, why is he pointing at you saying him?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
What guy?
I don't believe in you guys. Him, Tana. Kill him. What does he mean by that? How did you fail that sense motive?
As a curiosity, that with Polymorph, if I ever actually got to Polymorph myself?
26?
26? Okay.
Oh, I can actually polymorph into devils. Nice. Because I'm an outsider devil type.
Alright. Without really knowing why or how, you of course, basically you saw this scrumptious little elf man who was kind of luring you off into one of the other rooms. And you know, of course, for some reason you thought it would be a good idea to do it.
Little elf man.
A scrumptious looking
a scrumptious man. Elf man.
Hey, all the rest of her hooking up, why not you? Come on.
So of course you're like, yeah, it's a quickie, you know.
I'm not a slut.
Yes you are.
You're an elf.
And you're basically slut, once you enter the room, and of course he quickly closes the door.
It's a Blood Lotus member.
His illusion falls off and there's a gruff standing half orc. A gruff orc standing there, he says. And of course, he's wearing the red leather armor. And he drops your backpack, drops your armor and your weapons. Your target's here. You have 5 minutes. Suit up.
Did you break into my house?
Yes.
Are you surprised?
I'm very good at hiding.
God damn it.
Come on, ask.
Now, while you have your conniption fit, I'll run you down on the target. His name is Kelthaeus Bale. Half elf. Lives in Silver District, high end. He's out there as of currently. He runs an orphanage. However, that orphanage has gained him a lot of political power.
How?
He is using that leverage as a way to get into politics.
I do good deeds. Look at me. Vote for me.
He is gaining political power on the back of challenging the Blood Lotus openly. This, of course, is unacceptable.
Did you step on your toe?
I scoot the chair forward and I have my foot up like that.
He will be leaving this. He'll be leaving here in 5 minutes with two bodyguards. How you eliminate the target is up to you. However, he will be dead. And you are to sprinkle this powder, it's kind of like a purple substance, purple powder in a little vial, over his corpse.
While Tana figures out what is the dining set like? Do I have 3 forks, steak knife, regular knife, and spoon?
About.
Okay.
And a soup spoon.
Okay.
I don't regret this. I know I'm going to regret this.
The steak knife will come as a dagger.
But I know exactly what I'm going to do here.
Charge out in the middle of the room, right now.
Just remember, if you fail, more lives are on the line than yours.
Well, the moment I finish suiting up, he finds a great sword in his face.
Alright, go ahead and roll initiative. He's not surprised.
Yeah. I figured as much.
Yummy!
This is delicious!
It's nuts crying either!
I got a 22.
It makes me
probably
sad.
Going to go before me.
Yes, he will.
Is she okay?
By the way, I'm going to be causing trouble here.
Uh-huh. I have steak knives and my armor. I'm prepared for battle.
I'm probably doing something very stupid as well.
Okay. Oh, are you saying the same character?
No.
Okay.
I'm
in a different room.
I'm currently in a closet with a member of Blood Lotus.
He basically sees you. Looks you up and down. And he says, one knife wound won't hurt you.
Nah.
Okay.
Finish the job.
What's he doing?
Stabbing her.
Why?
Because she attacked
him. I attacked him.
He's like, shake!
He wants me to kill him. He wants to kill me an orphanage.
I heard that.
Yeah.
See, that's the great thing is, shank, teleport.
He will critical on you. It's rapier. Keen rapier, no less.
I see a monster menu. Never mind.
Of course.
Strength drain, instant death, what?
Oh, you're right on the strength damage.
Damage.
Is damage not drained? Wow.
Oh, strength damage, yeah, not drain.
Yay.
It doesn't heal?
No, it
damage heals.
Drain. Oh, okay.
Drain doesn't heal.
Oh, okay.
Remember, you sleep and you heal damage.
I thought it was really weird and they just changed the verbiage.
He can't sneak attack you, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turn into that.
18.
Damage?
Yeah.
Are you getting a rod of polymorph?
No.
2 strength. Dex,
like
1 dex.
Okay.
Because I have a shield.
Then he kind of hit me. Steps back. Damage.
What kind of shield is that?
That's a wounding whispers.
Oh.
And he's flipping. He begins flipping, like, basically imagine a holster on his side.
Wow.
That's what he does.
So well, if I were to attack you, I hit you 5 times.
I
hit you
4.
Then
the holster and should probably mean something to me, but it doesn't.
Keep myself alive.
So should you get really hurt?
I'm probably more about a look. No, should I get a combat polymorph?
Let's see.
Then I can do like
-1, -2 strength. You said.
Like
that means that puts me at 16.
Plus
15
plus
10
plus
5. What I got on the money? I got two longsword finally. I have Ring of Protection versus Evil.
Wait, I do not have my greatsword, so I'm currently using a Bane Undead longsword.
Guys.
No, it's better than nothing.
That's always good.
Oh, Andre, by the way, with my tux for my hat of disguise, I have sunglasses.
I wear my sunglasses.
It's funny, they actually help me see in the dark.
30?
Yeah.
25 or 6?
Yes.
23?
No.
Okay. Two hits.
Imps. I like imps. They're fun.
Where can my DA?
They're not really conducive to stay alive.
Well, no, no, they're not conducive to.
There's one.
Fighting. They're just fun.
You can't find any. Here's two right.
I have a bunch of DAs.
Uranus has a very nice stat. Look at this.
Oh, yeah.
I did 21, 21, 12.
1 plus 3 is 4.
Basically, you just happened to your blood.
Plus.
Yep. This actually might be what I do a lot.
And you get fly.
I do not get this stuff. I get that.
15 points of damage.
That.
Total?
That.
From two swings?
Two and a three.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't get that.
His turn.
I don't think it's
your last warning.
You don't get special quality.
Do your job.
It's not my job. You're just a coward. Can't do anything himself.
That's a whole lot of fail.
So are you refusing to do it?
Yes. I'm sorry. I love the gnomes, but I'm not going to kill a guy who runs an orphanage. I'm sorry. That strikes me as an immediate move to the evil end of the alignment scale. All
right, go for it.
Well, no, if I had moved to the evil
one. Just means we're going to have to be fighting the
Blood Lotus
now.
And I have to get the Blue Ops out of the city quite quickly.
Or get them defended.
Yeah.
Now that I think about it, if I end up shifting towards evil, I'm going to have so much fun with my life.
One hit.
Okay. But I don't want to be evil. That's scary. So much fun.
Eight.
Eight?
Yes. Yeah, that evil can be distracted.
Oh, hey, I took 2 less points of damage from that.
Guess you did.
Hey, range attack.
I'm at 130, or 120. Let me guess, another crit?
Two 20s.
Are you convinced? Yeah. Your dice hate me.
I never denied that my dice hate you, but you were trying to tell me that I palmed my dice. These are two new dice.
So let me get. Hey, you've crit on me 3 times in a single combat. Yeah.
Two rounds of combat.
Three.
No, this is his second set. Oh, he missed. Failed. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Well, here's his rapier, where he stabs your kidney.
You sir.
14.
12. So I'm at 108.
Okay, make a fortune save.
You know, it might actually work good for an assassin if he's critting.
I'm going to bendy that.
I get extraordinary, but I'm special.
Is it 20 enough to make it?
Yes.
Okay. I rolled the natural 1 the first time.
So a dagger goes straight into your kidney, but you suck it up.
Yeah. Maybe 4.
Good one.
So,
and then
108. So I've got a 1.
14 more.
14 more.
15. I'm sorry.
So 13.
And you begin bleeding 1, and you bleed an additional 1 each round. So next turn you bleed 2, and after that you bleed 3.
You
until heals.
Yes.
That'll stop it then.
Mm-hmm. I figured you wouldn't.
Ooh.
Combat start, can I do a listen check?
How many,
not over the deafening crap.
What was his second swing at?
But I didn't
14,
roll a natural 20.
15.
12,
so I'm at...
It was
14,
15.
No, 86 right now.
This is something that's been building for him for a little while.
Yeah.
So,
your go.
Okay, I will... Is drinking a potion provoke an attack of opportunity?
Yes, it does.
It's not too useful, it just gives me... the ability to...
And if he hits me, do I not drink the potion?
No, you still drink the potion.
I have better stats. It gives me 21.
Well, for right now, I'll just take
and
my 3 swings.
Okay.
Yes.
Which would also be very handy.
Yes, it would. But I'm also looking at other things. I can tell you that there's a lot of things.
24?
Yes.
Okay, 2 hits.
Better.
That's his AC, I take it? Since a 23 didn't hit?
You metagamer.
Yeah, because that knowledge is so going to help me.
It actually could tell you what power attack you should use.
Well, the thing is, after
four rounds of combat, you can kind of start figuring, oh, this guy's 19. Not that difficult to hit.
It's up to 42 now. Okay.
Are you using your merciful?
No, I don't have that yet. I'm using my plus one Bane Undead Longsword.
Nah. Why aren't you using your great sword?
Because it's currently with a wizard!
Oh, you're getting it upgraded.
Yes!
Okay. We got one hit on you.
Okay. 8.
And 3 points of bleed.
Nope.
2 points.
So I'm at 78 hit points currently. Okay, my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Steven needs sleep.
One crit.
Oh no, last night.
34 and an 11.
11 hits.
Totally. Alright, apparently you slash across his face and cut his lip. Double damage and one bleed.
Awesome.
He has a 20% spell failure chance.
And that is actually totally correct. You cut yourself on the lip, you bleed.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure getting cut on the lip with a sword is that much worse.
Magic.
No,
not anymore.
29. 29. 71. Okay. Alright. Now his magic item goes off.
Teleport?
No.
He's summoning someone.
No.
Oh. Enlarge.
Everyone guess.
Polymorph? Yep, he turned back into the elf, I take it.
Now you guys can all make listen checks.
Figured as much.
I fail.
23.
He will succeed.
34.
Show off.
No. Be a 20.
Yeah, I figured.
Alright, so you three and... Yeah, at least a few other people all kind of like...
Hell?
As you guys hear... Well, it sounds like bloody murder coming from one of the other rooms.
I quick draw two steak knives. Off the table.
All right.
Should I quickly move in that direction?
All right. Basically, we'll go you, him, move.
You. Well, guess the Blood Lotus can't even fight their own battles.
Oh!
This is how Blood Lotus fight. I'm well aware.
What the hell?
Is he helpless? Considered helpless at this point?
No, he's not helpless.
Okay. So coup de grace-ing him isn't an option. What's in the room?
A few chairs, fireplace, some books, a glass of champagne.
That looked really good to Blood, and Blood Lotus didn't get me. I was like, well, it's kind of just like another job. So that's why I'm new. Is there anything that can barricade the door?
Chairs.
You. Are there any windows? If he chose
yes.
Without windows, there are windows?
There's a window, yes.
Run, jump, and double. I grab him and jump out the window.
Ooh. Give me a touch attack. Do you have an improved grab?
Or grapple.
Improved grapple?
I do not.
He misses you.
Okay. Touch attack?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
If you miss and fail, I'm going to laugh so hard.
Touch attack. Well, no, I just use my base attack. Plus strength, I take it.
Yes.
That's 14.
31.
You indeed touch him.
Crap.
Give me a pose grapple.
31.
You easily succeed. Okay, so that was your turn.
Mm-hmm.
You have him grappled.
I now proceed to activate my Hat of Disguise. I look like an orc. A very large orc.
Okay. Alright, so his turn. He attempts to break grapple.
Ah!
Was the elf a disguise, or is he an elf?
Who knows?
Ah! 32.
Alright, so first we go to the fastest. Jessica, you arrive at the door first. You see a big, burly orc.
Wait, do the people who fail at listening
or?
Not
yet. I had enough time to grab him.
Now you get to make your alter self or disguise self. That's the one that adds to disguise or just make you different?
It gives plus 10.
Disguise self adds plus 10.
This is the one that's disguise self continuously, basically. Okay. That's what the hat of disguise is. Okay. It's plus 10. They're both plus 10, actually. Disguise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So give me your disguise check.
Okay, disguise is charisma based. I got a plus 10.
Ooh! Well, I have to hope if Jessica sees through this. Since she doesn't like it here, maybe she'll figure out that there's something going on, or...
And Jessica actually has a plus 8 or 4 or something to this.
You have a nice big bonus, since you know me well.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 27.
Okay, what is your sense motive?
Sense motive?
Yes, your sense motive.
28.
Got a 28, okay. You see Tana acting like a big gruff orc, stealing an elven man who's screaming like a girl.
And Tana has her weapons.
Tana has her weapons, and he is horribly beaten and bloody.
Is he not?
Tana's also stabbed and whatnot.
Tana is also slightly bloody.
No, not just slightly. I'm down to half hit points.
Okay.
Bleeding profusely, then.
And you're bleeding per round.
Squirt.
I take it you can get past his breath.
Squirt.
This
well,
isn't
here's a question. If they make...
Oh, great. Let me guess. He's exchanging bodies with someone. Oh, fuck you, Andre.
If they see... Beat the sense motive, is it that they recognize it's an illusion, or is it they actually see through the...
They recognize as a person who that is, that something is at least up. Jessica, since she knows who the hell she is, just saw straight through it.
Okay. I don't know anything else because I'm using one of those.
Yes, whoever has the next high space move, which I think is him.
Okay. Hey, I have a 40 now.
I also have a 40.
But I'm moving at a 30 because I have, yeah.
I have 40, but I'm like...
I speak to you in Orcish.
Oh, wait, the
me?
People who didn't make the lessons check?
Alright, I'm going to attack you and push you towards the window.
Okay.
Attacking it.
Is that a scant or something? Or did you actually just say
it? I think Orcish.
I take it. This is...
I'm your... like, what the... Oh, okay, now he doesn't understand me.
Ooga, ooga.
Yes.
Fart.
No, no.
I do actually hit you, but it's also Subdual.
No, Andre.
Next in line. You can give me your sense motive against the DC 26.
Wait, people, they didn't make the listen check?
Yeah, what if we didn't make the listen check?
So basically you think that there's something going on, because people are rushing off towards one area.
Oh, okay.
We're like, what's going on?
Oh,
my goodness!
Yeah,
oh,
God. Okay. What's going on?
What's going on? Where's it going on?
You only take 3 Subdual.
So I take 1
Subdual. Ah!
As I start pushing you towards the window.
I look at you.
Plus 10?
Thank you.
31, we'll see.
Meet me later. All right. To discuss what's going on.
Yeah. Ryan, you also see Tana going, ooh, ooh.
Actually, you know what's sad? This is a very good disguise to the average person.
Well, I have 11, I rolled 11, and then I also get plus 10 evidently.
Intimate knowledge of a person.
Wait, sense motive?
Yeah. I effectively got a 38 mm-hmm. versus you.
Yeah. I got a
17, so I have a 27.
All I have to do is not roll natural 1. I have plus 16.
Dick, you are indeed next. You can give me a sense motive.
Oh, I guess I'll assist her in pushing something that way.
I succeed. I close the door, turn around, and like, so an elf, a tiefling, and an orc walk in a room.
So you're attempting to blather. Oh, give me a bluff.
Or perform comedy.
I got a 20.
What? Alright, with that, you'll basically be able to get her out the window.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
I thought what she was going on. So. So.
Ooh, right.
Yeah, you know how political parties get sometimes.
So, I suppose.
Goes on in the closet, stays in the closet, hopefully gets out of the closet. Me!
So, I suppose I eventually figure out that this guy is not.
This guy is screaming like a ninny. He has peed on you.
He's not.
This is definitely not any sort. You're like, drop the illusion. Drop the illusion.
Okay, you know what? I suppose I try.
It's not faking it. But
you guys follow me out the window, or do you just
no? We just push you out.
Okay. Well, I suppose.
Yeah, we disappeared into the night.
I suppose I guess.
We just not that good.
He lost his man. I tell him, you might want to run now.
I do a little song and dance.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my love.
I hope this is over soon. I had a chance to help him before.
My role, right. I'm like, yeah, who is Steven? So,
and at this point, I suppose I chug a potion real fast, of course.
Well, squirt. Potion shoots out the hallway and heals it.
And I'm going to move to the College of Engineers now.
All right, you're booking it towards the College of Engineers. Okay. All right, back to the rest of the party.
I suppose when you open the doors, next thing they hit him. Oh, sorry.
What happened in that?
Oh, I walked away, sit down. My job's done. I did what I was supposed to do.
The weirdest things, this elf and this orc were just getting it on, and then they jumped out the window.
Give up, love.
I'm going to be like...
20.
You might want to spend a bed here.
Okay? All right. Ah, there we are.
I'm like...
High as you can get?
33.
Does he still make it?
Even if I give him 20, no.
We thought that he was killing him, but no.
They look inside, there's blood all over.
It was very kinky.
Like, oh, the poor elf.
No, it was the orc, actually.
What?
I can't explain it.
I wish I never got in there.
Oh my gosh. You said it was the orc, and I leaned over to her. It was Donna.
I understand now.
I'm gonna go back and.
Well, let's go back to the festivities.
Hey, my man!
And ignore this.
Okay.
Weird travesty, nasty.
This yes. Travesty against all things intelligent.
I'm going to try to convince people to ignore what's going on.
Give me perform.
Perform?
Perform.
Okay.
At least you're a bard.
Yeah. How about a rousing speech?
That's exactly what it is.
I could do oratory, or I could do a comedy.
Do a comedy.
Comedy. Well, comedy would probably play this up.
You should make him laugh.
You should say this is all a setup.
Oh, 45.
You're so funny, Captain! Who the fuck set this up?
Thank you, out of disguise, actually.
Alright, so the rest of the night will pass on eventually.
What about for me?
Basically, you run towards the College of Engineers and they're like, hello?
Is this just a random gnome?
Yes, it's a gnome guard.
Hi, I need
He's
to.
He begins smoking.
I need to speak with the Blue Up family.
Yeah. Do they know you?
Yes, they do.
Okay, right on in then.
Okay.
You go inside and are launched out of a cannon towards one of the rooms. The Blue Ups.
Come in!
Do I recognize the voice?
Yeah, it's Fluvio. The doorknob doesn't work.
The door's stuck.
Oh! Rub your hands together really fast. Touch the doorknob. Turn it the other way. It was like, oh, Tana, been a long time. And of course, all the family suddenly runs out. Oh! You were swarmed by children and grappled to the ground.
Hi, guys.
Life room.
And the mothers are like, oh, you're bleeding. Again! Come here!
No, we've got to talk first, before we do anything else.
Yeah, where did you get these wounds?
Member of the Blood Lotus.
Who?
The Assassin's Guild in the city.
We have an Assassin's Guild?
They're not very well known.
Apparently.
And they may be using you to try and get at me.
Oh my!
Yes. They want me to kill, what was his name again?
Beeble, just Beeble.
Bale.
Bale. A man named Bale.
Oh, the owner of the orphanage.
Yes.
Oh, I voted for him.
They wanted me to kill him. I refused. They threatened to kill you if I did.
Oh, my.
Yes.
That's terribly dangerous.
Yes. I'm not
Probably
sure.
Probably made the right decision, dearie.
Yes.
Columbia's like, oh, yes. Why?
Do I get a sense motive there, or is that a... Okay,
Would you like to roll a dice for Hillary?
No.
Would you like to roll a dice just to appease the players?
Natural one?
Yeah.
Has she gained weight?
It's muscle.
Oh. And a lot of blood loss.
Oh, so yeah. Which I have a ability point to spend.
I'm not really sure what I should do at this point. They're going to come after you, and...
Oh, we're fine. They could get inside if they wanted to.
They're very good.
Oh, psh, pish posh.
Magic items. Lots of them.
We're gnomes.
I suppose that makes sense.
Very keen ears. They have a +2 on listen.
Against their +20 on hide. Plus
that's it.
Oh, that's plus it. Invisibility.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production of a Monte Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition, Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com. Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.